This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
It being a jobs report day, that is where we're going to start our weekly wrap of Wall Street and beyond. For that, we've got Catherine Rempel of the New York Times and Felix Salmon from Reuters. Hey, guys.
Hey, Kai.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Salmon. So, Felix, do me a favor and step back from what Mitchell was just saying and give me your gut on this data. And you called the report this morning in your blog. You said it was garbage in, garbage out. But give me your gut on a trend here, would you?
Trend is good. We've had a series of pretty solid jobs reports, and if it carries on like this, and especially if we can start getting some of those long-term unemployed and the people who've dropped out of the workforce back into the workforce, then maybe at the beginning of next year, the Federal Reserve might take its foot off the accelerator a little bit. But I don't think that's going to happen in December.
Well, that accelerator thing, Catherine, of course, being the taper. So first of all, give me your gut on the numbers and then when you expect the Federal Reserve to react, if at all, in light of the economic labor picture.
Well, they're going to have to react sometime.
I mean, no, we can go on like this forever.
The balance sheet
Come on.
Just going to get infinitely bigger? Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Certainly,
yeah, well, once
it's
you've
sort
got
of,
$2 trillion, you can go to $3 trillion.
Real money.
You know.
I mean, certainly I think if you talk with some more conservative economists like John Taylor, the concern is that maybe they never will be able to taper because there will always be some reason to not do so. There will always be some concern about the economy. My gut reaction on the report, yes, better than expectations. There were upward revisions to the previous months. So this was a pretty good-looking report considering how low expectations were in particular.
Well, yeah. So Felix, pick up on that point. And this is a vaguely political question, but I'm going to run it by you anyway. Given that the economy as personified by the labor report this morning escaped virtually unscathed from the shutdown and the debt limit debate to virtually everybody's eyes, what threat does Congress have now come January and February when the next time we have this debate comes up?
Right. So the last debate was made much worse by the fact that the stock market didn't panic.
Right.
If we'd had a big market plunge, then it would have helped concentrate minds a bit. The next one is going to be even tougher because not only will there not be a big market plunge, but everyone is going to say, and hey, look, it didn't have any effect on the economy either. And so we're going to be that much closer to Armageddon yet again.
Catherine, you buy that?
My sense is that Congress doesn't seem to care all that much whether people are freaking out or not. the last few times that there have been these major showdowns, even when there was apparent concern from the markets or from consumer confidence, look, I'm in New York, so I don't know. But from afar, it certainly seemed like...
Closer than Felix and I are.
Yeah, it certainly seemed like legislators weren't all that concerned. But basically, unless Armageddon happens, there is enough disbelief about its existence that they don't seem to care all that much whether markets are freaking out a little bit, as long as they're not freaking out entirely.
All right. I should clarify and say that Felix is just down the road. He's down in the OC, down in Orange County today.
Very sunny.
Yeah, it always is down there, man. All right. One last thing before I let you go, guys. On the Twitter IPO, crazy booming numbers yesterday. It faded a bit today. Felix, weigh in for me briefly on this idea that Twitter left money on the table by pricing itself too low.
It raised $2 billion, which is a lot of money. This was a cash-raising exercise, and it paid through the nose for that $2 billion. For the amount of stock that it sold, it could have raised $3.5 billion. And that works out to over $500,000 per employee. If they just priced this thing correctly, they could have given every employee a $500,000 bonus this year.
Catherine, did they blow it?
They still have more stock they can sell. You know, yeah. I think that had they priced more aggressively, actually, investors might have been more skeptical, and you could have had an event like we saw with Facebook,
right,
where the IPO price was way too high. So I think you can actually kind of argue it either way.
Fair enough. Catherine Rempel at the New York Times and Felix Salmon at Reuters. Thanks, you guys.
Thanks.
Thanks, Kai.
All right, we'll see you. Have a good weekend.